This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here to cut through the noise, get straight to, you know, the strategic insights that actually move the needle. And if you're someone who manages marketing ROI, there's this this universal frustration, right? Your SEO reports look great, traffic's way up.
Yeah, glowing numbers.
Exactly. But then you look at the sales pipeline and it's just quiet. You're getting browsers, lots of them, but not the actual buyers.
That's the classic trap, isn't it?
Yeah.
SEO often gets positioned as this long-term thing, you know, brand building, driving volume. But volume, well, if it doesn't turn into actual revenue, it's really just an expensive vanity metric.
Yeah.
It can even hide some real inefficiencies.
Right. And those inefficiencies, well, we're saying they stop today. Our mission for this deep dive is to really get into a concept called high-intent SEO. This isn't about just tweaking things. It's more of a fundamental strategic shift. We're talking about moving the focus completely away from just keyword volume.
Towards immediate user intent. The idea is to build a system, a data-driven one, that lets you intercept potential clients, like right at that moment they're ready, ready to call, fill out a form, sign a deal.
Yeah, high-intent SEO, basically it's all about prioritizing the specific language people use right at the very bottom of the funnel. It's the language that signals they're commercially ready. You know, maybe the budget's approved, the pain point is really sharp, and they need a provider, like, no. If you do it right, it transforms SEO from that sort of vague, long-game brand effort into something predictable, a measurable lead gen engine.
Okay, let's unpack that shift then, because it sounds absolutely fundamental if you want to, you know, maximize your budget's efficiency. We're moving away from teaching the world.
Right.
And moving strictly towards interception.
Precisely. Look, we need to stop pouring resources into that generic blog content, the stuff that's just designed to inform people, which, let's be honest, is where most general SEO money goes. And instead, start focusing, like laser focusing, exclusively on the search patterns that actual decision makers use. We're targeting the budget holders, right? The managers who are frustrated, the people actively vetting vendors right now.
So the practical outcome is, stop chasing those really broad, high competition keywords, the ones that look good for traffic stats, but do basically nothing for sales.
Exactly. Instead, you zero in on the specific high value phrases, the ones that truly signal, look, I need a solution, I need it now, and I'm ready to pay.
It just sounds like being, well, ruthlessly efficient with your time and money.
It is. Every minute you spend optimizing for some low intent informational piece is, frankly, a minute you could have spent attracting a qualified buyer who is already comparing options.
Okay. And based on the sources we looked at for this, this whole intent-driven thing seems to boil down to about five key keyword categories, categories that reliably deliver those qualified buyers. Let's start with the first one. It feels like the most basic, but maybe the one that's often done poorly. Service product plus city area keywords.
Yeah, this is absolutely fundamental, foundational, really, for any B2B service that operates locally or regionally. So think about phrases like B2B SEO agency, Dallas TX, or maybe if you're in, say, commercial services, something like commercial HVAC repair service, Houston, that kind of thing.
Okay, but what's the specific intent signal there? How is that different from someone just searching for B2B SEO agency generally?
Well, the signal's twofold, really. It's geographical, obviously, but it's also transactional.
Oh.
See, the searcher hasn't just identified the service they need. They've explicitly narrowed it down to a specific location. That shows they're ready right now to engage someone local. They're not just browsing national best practices. They want someone they can hire in their area. Now,
it seems so obvious when you put it like that, but yeah, you still see businesses wasting resources trying to rank for that huge national term. It's a massive uphill battle against, you know, the big players, right, instead of focusing their energy locally where the intent is actually concentrated.
And that brings up a really key strategic question, doesn't it? Like, if you serve, say, four major cities or regions, are your SEO efforts really focused on those specific high conversion regional terms? Or are you still sinking budget into that super competitive national term that brings in maybe zero qualified leads for Houston or Dallas? High intent SEO forces that focus, you build specific conversion focused pages for that geographical intent.
That makes complete sense. Okay, let's narrow the funnel even more. Category two, this is where it gets really interesting, I think, because you're actually catching leads who are already pretty deep in evaluation mode. We're talking about competitor name plus alternative Vs, keywords.
Yeah, this is potentially a highly efficient strategy. Because think about it. The person searching for your competitor by name, They're already qualified. They've likely done their initial homework. They know the players in the space. And now they're actively shopping. They're literally typing in things like, you know, competitor name alternative, or maybe your service versus competitor service.
Okay, but here's where I might push back just a little. Isn't this kind of content maybe hard to rank for? And, you know, how do you target a competitor's name without maybe causing legal issues or just seeming, I don't know, overly aggressive?
That's a totally valid point. It's a strategic consideration, and execution is absolutely key here. You're not trying to, like, sling mud or insult the competitor. That's not the goal. Instead, you create really detailed data-driven comparison pages, or maybe case studies, content that clearly highlights your quantifiable advantage. Maybe it's better support, clearer features, easier integration, whatever it is. The goal is to capture that lead who's actively comparing by giving them the final piece of data, that decisive grate they need to, well, choose you instead.
Huh. So you're essentially piggybacking on their marketing budget in a way. They paid to educate the client, get them to the evaluation stage, and you're just stepping in to provide the final reason to close the deal with you. That sounds incredibly efficient.
Absolutely. They're already decision ready. You just need to close that comparison loop for them, but with persuasive, concrete evidence.
Okay, that brings us neatly to category three. This one speaks right to the finance folks, the budget holders. It's service plus cost pricing, quote, keywords.
Right. And it's often, you know, tempting for marketing teams to kind of shy away from talking about money up front in public content. There's this idea it might chip in the brand or the offering. But ignoring terms like, say, cost of B2B lead generation services or monthly retainer pricing for managed IT services, well, that means you're actively ignoring the person who holds the purse strings.
Why does searching for price signal such, you know, dramatically high intent compared to other searches?
Well, think about it. The person searching for pricing info, they are long past the initial research phase, right? They're not asking, what does this service do anymore? They've likely already decided they need the service. They probably even have some kind of internal budget approval, or at least they're investigating the required investment. They're trying to quantify the cost to solve their pain. They're looking for value justification, maybe a clear structure. And look, if you make them jump through hoops, forcing them to call just to get a price range, while your competitor offers a transparent pricing page or methodology,
you've lost them.
You've lost the chance to frame that value conversation on your terms. You've introduced friction right when they're trying to make a decision.
That's a really critical distinction. They're not just hunting for the lowest number. They're looking for value justification and confirmation that this solution actually fits their budget reality. So transparency here really builds trust.
Exactly. You meet that need for financial clarity head on instead of avoiding it.
Okay. Category four feels like the list building phase. Best top plus service solution keywords.
Yeah, this is when a searcher is like actively asking Google, okay, give me a recommendation. They're putting together their final shortlist of providers to evaluate seriously. Think searches like best cloud security provider for mid-sized firms, or maybe top B2B content marketing agencies 2025. They're essentially outsourcing that initial due diligence to the search engine.
Okay, but again, this seems like it presents a pretty big challenge. Often, these best X or top Y searches are totally dominated by, you know, big tech publications or massive review sites like G2 or Capterra. How does a single service provider realistically compete for a term like best marketing agency against those kinds of established authorities?
You usually don't compete head-on for the super generic term. That's often a losing battle. The key, again, is hyper-specificity. You have to niche down. So instead of fighting for best marketing agency, which is probably impossible for most, you focus relentlessly on something like best B2B content marketing agency for SaaS startups in 2025. You build authority by being the absolute most specific, most targeted solution for a very narrow niche where those big publications might not have detailed content. The payoff, though, if you can rank, huge. Ranking for those terms instantly puts you on the prospect's evaluation list. You basically bypass months of their initial research.
Wow. So you essentially skip the whole top and middle of the funnel. You just appear as a strong contender right from the very start. That's got to be a massive multiplier for lead quality.
It really is. The ranking itself implies a level of trust, a pre-qualification that you didn't have to spend months earning through nurturing campaigns or general brand awareness.
Okay. And finally, category five. You characterized this one earlier as maybe the purest form of immediate intent. That's problem plus solution provider keywords.
Yes. For me, this is the language of a business owner or manager who is truly frustrated. Their pain point has become, well, intolerable. They're explicitly combining their problem, their pain point, with the direct demand for outside help. The examples are quite revealing. Things like fix wasted Google Ads budget agency, or maybe improve low conversion rate specialist, or even just need help with stagnant SEO rankings provider.
Right. They are absolutely not looking for another blog post that explains why their Google Ads budget is being wasted.
No.
They're looking for an agency or a specialist or some kind of provider to come in and fix it, like immediately.
The pain is acute, it's now, and the commercial intent is, well, absolute. This is arguably the purest form of high intent SEO. The user is skipping past researching the symptom and jumping straight to demanding external surgery, so to speak. They want a service provider and they want one fast.
Okay, so we've covered these five really potent high intent categories: location specific, competitor evaluation, pricing and cost, those vetted best of shortlists, and the immediate problem plus provider searches. Now, if a business decides, yes, we need to target these phrases, what's the strategic overhaul required for the content itself to actually maximize conversions? Because like you said, just writing a quick blog post titled "Our Pricing" probably isn't going to cut it.
No, definitely not. And that right there is the pivotal strategic shift. It's the part that really determines the ROI you get from this whole approach. Moving seriously into high intent SEO means largely abandoning that general informational content model, at least for these terms. The focus has to shift, like, entirely towards building specific, highly persuasive, and critically conversion-focused landing pages, purpose-built pages.
Okay, let's get practical then. If I'm targeting, say, commercial HVAC repair service Houston, what are maybe three or four absolutely essential things that conversion-focused page must have that a typical blog post would just skip?
Okay, good question. First, immediate clarity and urgency. Clear calls to action right at the top above the fold. A phone number, a schedule service now button, something immediate. Second, location-specific proof, social proof. Don't just slap on national testimonials. Use case studies, client logos, maybe local awards or badges that are relevant only to Houston clients. Build that instant local trust.
I see. So hyper-relevant proof. And third, I'm guessing enough detail to overcome their immediate questions or skepticism.
Absolutely. That might mean, especially for those competitor comparison searches we talked about, a detailed feature matrix. You need to clearly show the quantifiable difference, not just vague benefits like better service, but hard features, maybe guarantees, specific support tiers, transparent pricing structures, if applicable. You have to make the comparison easy and favorable to you.
So the content stops being just a narrative, and it becomes more like a tool. A tool designed for someone to make a quick decision and overcome their specific objections right there on the page.
Exactly. It needs to anticipate the major buying hurdles for that specific search query. If they search for pricing, that page better address pricing, structure, and ROI justification head on. Look, for the growth-focused CEO, time and money spent on SEO has to tie directly back to measurable lead generation, qualified leads.
And this laser focus on intent, it basically guarantees a stronger marketing ROI, doesn't it? Because you're filtering out the noise and only attracting people who are genuinely ready to discuss money, timeline, solutions. It kind of changes the marketing team's job description in a way, from just educators to more like sales enablement specialists.
And that differentiation, that focus is everything when it comes to budget efficiency. I mean, if your current SEO efforts aren't consistently bringing in qualified inbound inquiries, then arguably, the strategy is broken, or at least inefficient. It needs an overhaul to focus solely on that commercial intent.
So the takeaway seems clear. If you're sitting there with lots of website traffic, but very few actual qualified leads coming through, it's probably time to audit your content. Audit it against these five high intent categories.
Yeah, stop prioritizing content about what people just want to know and start prioritizing content that answers the questions of people who are ready to buy. Big difference.
Okay, so we'll leave you, the listener, with this final thought to reflect on. Since high-intent SEO really demands building these specific, persuasive landing pages around these high-value terms, imagine this. What if you ranked number one tomorrow for a keyword like your competitor's name alternative? How drastically would the content you need on that page change compared to maybe what you have now? Would you just keep your current general service page or maybe a flowery blog post? Or would you need to build something much more direct, like a detailed side-by-side feature comparison, maybe with guarantees, direct pricing tiers laid out?
That gap, you know, the gap between your current page structure for that term and the kind of persuasive conversion-focused structure it needs, that's likely where your immediate SEO investment should probably flow.
It really boils down to conversion-focused specificity, doesn't it?
It does. Nail that and you start seeing real leads.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.